This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 328. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Aw yeah, Boom Tubes, Digital Diana, A Companion's Diary, The Just Us League of Animals, and I Am Confused, Yellow. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, November 9th, 2014. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or you can subscribe via iTunes, where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, check out our Tumblr at tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. Well, we took a week off due to some family obligations.
Which is actually going to be happening a little bit more in the future, where we put in a sort of filler episode.
Right.
We're sorry about that.
Last week we didn't have a chance. So
we didn't even have a filler episode.
All.
Oh, yeah, sorry, guys.
We're fully off a week.
Oh.
So we do have 2 weeks to go through now. Tiny Titans, Return to the Treehouse, number 6 of 6 by Baltazar and Franco. The kid-friendly miniseries reaches its end. Although,
sad.
The ending of the story certainly infers there will be more.
I think that that's fairly obvious, yes.
Yeah. We get a cameo by the Justice League of Oranges, and then Cyborg calls up a boom tube at the school, which is against the rules to do so, so the kids can go to the Watchtower, where Batman is on monitor duty. It turns out Boogd, I don't know how to pronounce it.
I said B-Dog, I don't know.
B-Dog. The Green Lantern that's a squirrel. It turns out he was the one who called up the tube.
I assume that this squirrel Green Lantern existed before.
Absolutely, yes.
But do you suppose it was in response to Rocky Raccoon?
I think it might be. Well, but I don't remember if Rocky Raccoon or B-Dog...
Or whatever.
Which one started first.
Okay.
But the character's been around for quite a while. Batman wants them to get the treehouse back from Brainiac. And says, this is a job for Superman, to give Brainiac a call and say, hey, give it back. But the villain doesn't answer, so Batman calls up his own boom tube and lassos the bad guys via Batarang and pulls them back in. Forces Brainiac to restore the treehouse. Unfortunately, this leaves them with the other treehouses that have been built throughout this miniseries. The Bat Tree Cave, the Fortress of Treehousitude, the Tree Rock of Eternity, the Aqua Treehouse, and the Invisible Treehouse.
I love that they have all these treehouse clubhouses.
Meanwhile, Principal Slade calls in Lunch Lady Darkseid to send the kids to detention, again, via boom tube. And Darkseid says, you will spend an agonizing eternity in detention. Well, at least until 4:30 p.m. And one of them says, this is such a crisis. The other says, the future has no end, my friend. Obviously a reference to Future's End.
Yes.
And finally, I think it's Cyborg says, our story has to be continued, doesn't it?
I think DC would be stupid not to continue this.
Absolutely.
One. It is. I love this comic. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. I know that Baltazar and Franco are doing a number of other things right now, but it seems like they would be more than willing to knock out another miniseries. And this way they can do them in chunks as they have time rather than trying to grind
ongoing,
to get the monthly
yeah.
title. Sensation Comics featuring Wonder Woman number 3 by Hernandez, Williams, Savage, Masters, and Meberson. This is more of that digital first series. In this case, there are 3 stories. First is a more hip version of Wonder Woman leading a rock band who deals with a protester who later turns out to be a stalker. She meets 2 young fans and takes them out to eat. In fact, if the timing was different about this story, I would think this was a commentary on Gamergate and how women are treated by geeks. But obviously, this was written before then.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was obviously an issue then, but it was before everything came to a head. The artwork is kind of watercolor-esque, I would say. Second story, where Diana has to deal with Catwoman before she has her first cup of coffee in the morning. Turns out Selina was using her as part of her caper. Of course, Diana wins in the end and makes Selina buy her a coffee. This is rather manga-like artwork with all very big eyes.
And big heads. Very big heads.
Yeah.
It was like those dolls where they put the big heads on the tiny bodies.
Yeah.
I didn't like the artwork. This story was fine.
Then the third is from Gilbert Hernandez, who's best known for his work on Love and Rockets. His artwork is a little more aggressive than most. His Diana is rather bulky. And
well, she's an Amazon.
Right, exactly.
She's not like some feminine version of that. She's what an Amazon would probably actually look like.
Hmm. So she fights robots, aliens, and Kanjar Roe, a JLA villain. And Supergirl has a cameo, and in the end it says, to be continued. So presumably the next issue will be the second half of that story.
I like this one. I like this so much better than the regular Wonder Woman series. But I have to say, I'm going to comment on the Wonder Woman that came out in the regular series.
Yeah.
They finally seem to have ended the storyline that started with the first issue of New 52.
Mm-hmm.
Like 35 issues later.
Yes, and a new creative team takes over next issue.
I am so glad that's over.
You basically had to keep going to Google and checking on obscure Greek myth concepts. A lot of that. Doctor Who, the 10th Doctor, number 4 from Titan by Abdaziz and Casagrande. Titan is now publishing titles with Doctors 10, 11, and 12. So far, I think I like the 10th Doctor storyline the best. Mainly because of the companion.
I think so, too.
Yeah, the new companion, Gabby, is a really good match for Tennant's Doctor. She's enjoying the ride, but feels like she's also running away from her troubles and wants to go home. We, throughout this issue, read her diary about her experiences as we go back and forth between the diary and the actual action going on. She realizes that the Doctor is running away from his troubles, too. And the whole story is about art and aliens and dimensions. I really like it. I also love the one-pagers at the back of the Who books. It's like these comic strips of the Doctor by various creative teams. They're in fact, comic strips. They're funny. And one of them is kind of a Fumetti, I think it's called. And so one of them is Fumetti, where they take some of the Doctor Who action figures and just base it on that. I like that. Ferris number 31 from Vertigo by Buckingham and Braun. The clamor for glamour and the series moves toward a conclusion. Mundy Megan learns her baby from Father Renard the Fox is a fox cub and not a human baby.
Well, maybe, because she learns this still in utero when they figure out that the gestation time for a fox is 56 days.
Right.
Surprise!
Yeah. She seems okay with this because she's in love with Renard, but decides they need jobs to start a family and they get jobs in the fast food industry. She has her baby in the back room of the restaurant, which looks like a regular baby except it has a red bushy tail. Someone snaps a photo, which Megan's brothers see as they just happen to be right outside the restaurant, but they haven't put two and two together that they're feet away from Megan.
Yes.
Back at the farm, a sheep finds Pinocchio's comic stash and decides to start the Just Us League of Animals, aka the Legion of Super Pets. Mary Mary and Bo Peep are an item. Did we know that?
I thought Mary Mary and Bo Peep are the same person, and I was trying to figure out who the other girl was.
Well, the other one they mention Mary Mary as in Mary Mary quite contrary about how does your garden grow? So I assume that's what they were referring to. She's the Mary, just like Jack is the Jack of Fables. She's the Mary of all the Mary, you know.
Okay.
Mary is obsessing over her garden after her lamb was killed. And then the League trashes her garden during their training. So the sheep has to do community service, including standing in for Mary's lamb. So the Mary had a little lamb and the Mary Mary quite contrary.
Okay.
Are the same person. Again, just like Jack of Fables is all the Jacks.
Yes.
So this is all happening as the drawing for the glamours begin. And so the next issue presumably will be the drawing. I don't know if it's the last issue or not.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Yeah. Vertigo Quarterly Yellow by Orlando, Otero, Way, Bond, Orleski, Bennett, Sikowitz, Agrimbo, Valera, Limos, Minor, Herteris, Reed, Wild Goose, and Moon. The third of Vertigo's color anthology based on the printing colors of CMYK. And so all the stories have something to do with yellow, some of which are tenuous at best.
I have to say, this one did not lead me to even want to read the fourth one.
There are multiple stories here. It is an anthology. First story is about art based on urine affects a man at the end of time. We had no clue what was going on there. The problem is, I think some of these creatives want to tackle a more significant story, and then they're told, well, you have like 6 pages.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't do the story. Well, then don't pick the story that you can't write in 6 pages. An alien girl hails a cab for a cosmic trip and pays with a lemon, which seemed like she kind of shoehorned the yellow in at the end.
Yeah.
A man rides a cab to his death, and the only yellow there is the coloring of the actual... And the cab, ironically, is not yellow.
Yeah.
Seems like that would be your way to get there. A bizarre story about India, who is either a girl or the country of India or both. I got very confused there. What I thought was probably the most interesting story, where all the traffic lights in a city go to yellow and then stay at yellow, and everyone goes into a trance except these two teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're basically, you know, it's like end of the world, except everyone's still there.
Yeah.
I thought that was very, you couldn't really do much more with the story. I just thought it was very interesting. Ancient tribes fight over a lemon tree. And all I could think of was Springfield versus Shelbyville and the lemon tree. An old man meets a kindred spirit, or does he? And a time-traveling death procession finds a girl to live the life of the deceased. And the armor that she's supposed to wear is yellow. Again, kind of shoehorned the yellow into that. This anthology is getting more and more confusing to me. Again, there's only one more issue, and that'll be black. You know, K.
K is black?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a fascinating in terms of the artwork. It's very different. That's the whole point of the anthology. But for the most part, don't go there for the stories.
And it's $7.99.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just whining because I just think there's much better things out there.
Yeah, well. All right. Before you get out of here, it's time to play America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? Before we start, Mark, I'm going to give you 3 pieces of information.
Ooh.
First, it's a double issue.
Okay.
Second, it's a theme.
A theme, okay.
Yes. And third, it crosses multiple categories.
Ooh, okay.
All right, go. All right.
So is one of the categories TV?
Yes.
Is one of the categories movies?
Yes.
And is another one music?
No, that would be it.
Okay, so music, or the TV and movies. Okay.
Yes.
So is it theme is like top, some sort of list?
No.
Okay. Is are the TV and movies related by genre?
No.
Okay. Is it stuff that's coming out? Is it preview?
No.
Stuff that's already been out?
Yes.
Been out for a while?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So if it's been out for a while, so could this be like that reunion cover they do?
Yes.
Okay, so now I have to guess of absolutely everything in media what it could be.
Yes.
Okay. The movie, is it genre related?
Yes.
Okay. Is the genre science fiction?
Sort of. I wouldn't say. No, it's not science fiction.
Is it action?
Well, there's definitely action involved.
Is it comedy?
There's definitely comedy involved.
Comedy, action. Comedy, action, movie. Okay. Men and women in the in that...
On
in the picture
this
for that
particular
person?
One,
yeah.
I believe it's all... No, there was a woman in the picture.
Okay.
But you wouldn't think of a woman normally.
Okay. I'm going to...
This is really hard. I hate Entertainment Weekly.
Is it Back to the Future?
No, but you're very close.
So it's in that era?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's an 80s movie.
I think so.
All right.
You know, it's like I barely remember.
Comedy, action. Is it Ghostbusters?
It is Ghostbusters.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you got it right when the thing
wow.
ends. And that happens to be what was on our cover as well. So.
Okay. So Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd.
I think Annie Potts.
I don't know. Maybe. And Ernie Hudson?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay, Ernie Hudson. Okay. Huh.
Yeah. So and then, like, the TV show they did, the Sisters one. I don't even remember that.
The Sisters one?
Yeah.
You mean the show Sisters?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I wasn't too impressed by any of the reunions except for Ghostbusters, so.
Okay. All right. Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.